Scott Adams, President Trump has no chance of re-election due to the Masters of the Universe. By Lucas Nolan on May 25, 2019. Author Scott Adams stated in a recent video that President Donald Trump has no chance of re-election due to the power of the social media Masters of the Universe to shut down conservatives. Author and media personality Scott Adams stated in a recent video that he believes that President Trump's chances of winning the 2020 selection cycle have been significantly lower due to the power that social media has over public discourse. In a YouTube video titled Episode 540, Scott Adams, Slaughter Meter Reset to Zero Due to Social Media Manipulation. Pelosi, Adams discusses how Silicon Valley tech firms manipulate online discourse and how this can affect real-world elections. Citing a recent incident surrounding a video of Nancy Pelosi as an example of this. Adams begins the video stating, "You all know that I've been talking about what I call the slaughter meter. The slaughter meter is a measure of how the election will go and whether President Trump will win by a small slaughter or a large slaughter. And I update it based on current events, so it's not really a prediction, it's more like a moment in time in which the current conditions, if they were to continue until the end, would give you that result." He continues, "But of course, things always change, so it's not a prediction, it's just sort of a if nothing changed, this is where you'd end up. I have downgraded the slaughter meter from 140%, where I said to myself the competition for the presidency is so weak that I couldn't imagine any situation other than Trump dominating the election. I've reset that to zero, so at my current thinking is that the president has no chance of re-election. Now remember, the slaughter meter is if nothing changes. But of course, things will change, so you don't have to worry that this necessarily will be the condition on election day, but the current situation would give him no chance." YouTube apparently removed what they call the doctored videos of Nancy Pelosi seeming to slur her speech, Adams stated. The argument given is that it's a doctored video, just think about that. What other videos are doctored to give you an impression that is not exactly what reality is? I don't even have to finish the sentence, right? If that standard holds, and it looks like it will, I don't see any pushback. It looks like YouTube will be able to say we think this video is, wait for it, misleading because of the way it's edited. Now of course in the video there does seem to be some evidence that at least one video of Pelosi apparently slurring her speech was slowed down, but here's the interesting thing. The thing that started this all was probably somebody like Robbie Starbuck mentioning that the actual video, not the one that's edited, but the actual video, the real live unedited video of Pelosi talking about Trump in the infrastructure meeting, sounded like she was drunk. Adams was quick to say that he wasn't accusing Pelosi of being drunk, but that failing to show both the unedited and edited version of the video was extremely misleading for viewers. Adams said, "Now that's an opinion, I'm not saying that it sounded like she was drunk to be. You know, I could easily see that she was old and tired and people slur, and it doesn't mean as much as we like to think it does, but it seems as if CNN and other entities are trying to conflate the videos that are doctored with the ones that are not doctored and send the same message. The undoctored ones are just as compelling as the one they claim is doctored. But when they claim it's doctored, they don't show the undoctored one at the same time, at least on CNN's website. I understand they may have shown it in on the air at one point. But if you say that this one is slowed down and you have access to the real one, because you're in the news, if you're the news you have access to the real video, it's yours. If you don't show the full speed one on the same page as the slowed down one, what are we to make of that?" Watch Adams' full video on the subject here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter @LucasNolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.